Nina was younger.
No, no, I know everything about her. I know her life story.
You know her life story.
But what is it?
Sometimes
that
you she wrote relation with Lord Krishna, like husband and wife.
Correct.
Sometimes she wrote, "Oh Lord God, helping her," like whenever she remembered, she appeared in big, big mess, and Lord Krishna helped her.
So what's the confusing part?
Confusing is when she wrote sometimes, read the bhajan, if you read the bhajan. I don't know, maybe double meaning, because my father was a professor, he knew something philosophy. But sometimes she written like a total husband-wife relation.
Correct.
And like husband...
Why is that confusing?
And sometimes she prays a god.
But he's God, but he's a person.
Person. The way she think, it appears in the mind. What does that mean?
No, because... You still don't understand that God is a person. He's not impersonal.
God is not a...
Impersonal. He's not light. Okay. He's not energy. Okay. He's a person. He's a person. He's a supreme person. Not like me, not like you, like Krishna, Rama.
This is something different.
They're a person, but supreme person.
Okay. Almighty, yeah.
And that effulgence... That is just their tejas. That is just their effulgence. Brahman is just their effulgence. So, therefore, mukti is not to become one with Brahman. Mukti, as I mentioned yesterday, is to have love for Krishna. Okay. But love means a relationship. And Mira's relationship is like that of husband and wife. Or like Gopi. She wants to be Gopi. Although... Married Gopi is... Anyway, she wants to be like that. So... And that is what mukti means. Like I keep saying, mukti, hitva, anyata, rupa, swarup. So what is swarup? Who is Radha?
Swarup.
That is Radha. That is, and Sridham, and Subal, and Nanda Maharaj, and Yashoda Ma... They're all persons, right?
They are persons.
So, Yashoda, how does she think of Krishna?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah.
What does she think of Krishna? A son.
Yes.
So, in the perfect stage, when in the beginning and sudden, we worship Krishna as God. And as the heart becomes purified, one's spiritual nature or swarup manifests. And mukti means, in Vrindavan, they do not know Krishna is God. They just know that he's a cowherd boy.
Yeah. Different nature, different stage and different way.
Because, why? Does Krishna like being worshipped as God? You can't have a close relationship with someone if they're always thinking you're so great. Right? We have a nice relationship. If you start thinking of me as something great, then that puts a distance between us. Then the formality becomes a barrier. It becomes a barrier to spontaneous love. It becomes formal love.
Yeah.
In Vaikuntha, with Narayan, Lakshmi, my husband is God. Srimati Radharani doesn't think Krishna is God. She thinks Krishna is a gopa. And that allows for much more freer exchange of love.
Oh.
Like you're with your husband, with your wife. She's not thinking, Umesh, he's a pathologist, is that? Yeah, he's a pathologist. She doesn't think of you as a pathologist. She thinks of you as a husband. She thought of you as a pathologist. She'd be like me, keeping the distance. This guy's going to come and cause me some pain.
That's true. Yeah, in relation, it is kind of a relation, the way you feel.
Rasa.
Oh, that's a good word.
That is called rasa.
Rasa.
When love is matured in the relationship, that is called rasa. So we want to develop our love for Krishna. And that is mukti.
Yeah, he told somebody himself, Lord Krishna told, you can get me only by mukti.
Yes, Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavatam, he says, not by jnana, not by yoga, but only by bhakti.
Always I will be around, not by cleverly, not by intelligently, only naive bhakti.
Yes.
If somebody, like, it doesn't matter, he's qualified or whatever, it does not matter at all. It matters bhakti.
Namam tishtani vaikunti yoginam vridayesh. He says, I'm not in Vaikuntha, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis, but I'm where my devotees are chanting my names.
Another.
So you need to know what is your swaroop.
Yeah. Another thing I
like Meera.
Meera. Yeah.
But we're in a little different line. She wants to be husband, and she has a certain ras. But our line, our parampara, is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is very important that you know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is.
Is
Krishna. Who came 500 years ago to show the Yuga Dharma, what we were talking about the other day, this Harinam Eva Kevalam.
Take away from bhakti another thing, politics.
There's no politics in
bhakti. No, listen. Sorry. Another thing, no politics in bhakti. Bhakti is separate, what's called unique thing, if they can't think. Another, when I study the Mahabharata, then we take the proof from Mahabharata, I started Mahabharata. Arjuna. He's sitting there teaching him everything, yes. Good and bad things, politics, how you fight, how you kill them, how you do this and how do that. There's no bhakti at all. There is completely...
Where in Bhagavad Gita you're saying?
No, Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita is separate. Mahabharata I'm talking about. When he's involved in the fighting, because it's his whole part
Because Mahabharata is to bring people to bhakti. Mahabharata, the purpose of Mahabharata is to read Bhagavad Gita.
yeah, that's true. Bhagavad Gita is our best book.
Yes.
No, nothing you can compare with.
Vaisha, Vijabandhu, those people who do not so much really understand what is the goal of life, but who are attracted to Karmakanda.
Karmakanda. Well, you use very good Hindi word, Karmakanda, yeah.
Yeah, for them, is Mahabharata is there, so because they're attracted to these things, this adventure and dharma and morality and things, to come to understand Sarvadharma and to come to read Bhagavad Gita. So that is the purpose. And that is the purpose of Vedas also. Because Vedas is so much full of Karmakanda and Gyanakanda and Yoga and all of these are there. But that's not the purpose. It's like education. The education of grade school is not what you learn in grade school. That's not the purpose of grade school. The purpose of grade school is university. The purpose of high school is university. The purpose of university may be that you get your PhD. So similarly, Vedas teach many things, but the purpose is always what? Vede, Ramayana, Saiva, Bharata. What is it? Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Everywhere in the Vedas, directly or indirectly, Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Hari is being sung about. So the goal is ultimately Krishna. Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. And you understand this by chanting Hare Krishna and reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You must get Srimad Bhagavatam. You know Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
You have?
I've got the book.
You've got?
Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah.
Good.
Written by somebody, Gita Press, I've got the book, yeah.
You should get Prabhupada's book because Gita Press does not have tika, does not have explanation. It just has the verse.
The shlokas, yeah.
Yeah, it has the shlokas. But you need to understand shlokas just like Gita I gave you. So you should get Bhagavatam. Yagananda Chaitanya can help you get a set of Bhagavatam, nice set. And you must read Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is our most important scripture.
This book, you haven't got a big print, that one is.
Yes, we have big print.
Difficulty to concentrate.
That's right, I couldn't. You want a, I will get you a big print.
We need a big print.
I will give you a nice one. Yeah. I will give you a nice one.
So now, actually it was, you can say it was just something. Because from the childhood, I was very interested to bhakti with Lord Krishna, yeah. Studying and, you know, when I was in school and all that, I read this poem. His childhood I studied, his younghood I studied, he's involved with
Mahabharata.
Now I'm mature now, because I haven't got time working this running mana, running here and there. Now, slowly, I'm going to concentrate.
Yes, now you have to focus. And the essence is, if you just read Gita, even if you just read a few shlokas a day with the explanation, and that gives you a meditation for the day. What is Krishna? And you just, every day you sit down in the morning and you read a verse and you read Prabhupada's purport. Now I will meditate on this for today. Today Krishna is saying, Man manabhava bad bhakto madhyajivam namaskuru mami vaisashi satyam te bhaktijani priyosim. So then that becomes your meditation for the day. And how is Prabhupada explaining? Next day, next verse. And next verse. And next. So 365 days, 700 verses, 2 years, you finish Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end, meditation and chanting Shraddha. Did you do your round today?
Yeah.
Very good.
One day.
That's fine. Just do one. And when Krishna tells you to do two, then do two.
Now, I will increase. I'm going on holiday. What will I do? Whom I have to talk in the room? Start liking staying here. I'm staying in the room.
I'm chanting.
That's the way you pass the... Swamiji is too much exhaustion in his present life. Too much.
Yes.
To maintaining health, to maintaining debt, to maintaining bills is not easy at all. This is the life. I was thinking, because I always live a good religious place, like I born Ayodhya, I used to live Haridwar 10 years.
Yeah,
I was a medical doctor there, practiced and alone, single, no marriage, nothing. And then I found lots of religious people there. And I came here, suddenly throw it, this is karma. We said, it's karma. I don't want to come here, but just came here. And now here is hell.
Are you paying the price for coming here?
Yeah.
You should have stayed in Haridwar.
Yeah.
But you know the good thing that you came here is that we met. Otherwise we would have not met.
Yeah. That's the good thing. You know, how can I see you? I've seen a couple of, but yeah, look, everybody is coming. One Swamiji, I used to work in Haridwar. One Swamiji has got big abscess, sudden. And he said, I'm not going to hospital, you treat me. He got a small dismissal. I give an incision, taken, was dressing 10, 20 days. He's covered. He's good, recovered. Everything. He just come here. He asked me, just take something. Didn't count. This is Prashad. Bunch of money he gave me. Well, this is a Prashad. He died now. He's gone upstairs. God knows where.
God knows where.
And once he goes every day evening time. He also follow, I think, Gita and everything. Railway station, you know, is Haridwar. Every day evening time. Where is Swamiji? Swamiji gone railway station.
What's he doing there?
That's why it was curiosity for me. I went to have a cup of tea sitting with him. Oh, Swamiji, what are you going to see there? He said, I don't tell anybody. You go. Sit down. Look, that much people coming and that much people going. Means every day these people coming on the earth and that much people going, dying, coming, dying. So I'm looking the next thing, how the people coming and how people going. Srishti. This is a Srishti, it's running every day. That's how I'm going to look. How many people gone on train and how people came. That's I'm looking how the life works.
You know, there are sannyasis, they go to the crematorium and they sit there, and in order to experience, yes, this is the ultimate end of life, this is what everything's going to happen, this is what your body, your enjoyment, your family, this is where it's going to end up in ashes.
When
Srila Prabhupada, you know what he said? He said, this is stupid. Why do you have to go to crematorium? What Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dukale Amashashvata. If you hear, then you don't have to go and experience. The real way to learn is by hearing and to hear from the right source. You don't need to go to a crematorium to know that everyone dies. Krishna already says, Mrityusaro Harashaham, I'm death and I take everything away. So then why go to a crematorium? Why go to the railway station? Krishna's already saying it. So our business is to study Shastra, not go to crematoriums or railway stations. And if we learn that, because you have to have faith, you have to not just read Gita. So many people read Gita, but unless they're devotees, they will not understand.
You don't have faith in nothing.
Yeah, you have to have faith. Who is Krishna? He is Bhagavan.
Of course.
And everything that he says is true. And then I will learn everything from what he says. Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, go to the crematorium, go to the railway station. He just says, touch Srinu. Just hear from me. That's all he said. Touch Srinu. Hear from me. That's all. Just hear from Krishna and you will learn everything. You should go, otherwise you're gonna get in trouble.
I'm in trouble, you're right. Okay, Swami, see you again.
Okay, tomorrow you'll be here?
Tomorrow I'm not here. Tomorrow Sunday. I will be with my family to go to buy vegetables. Whole week vegetables. Grihasthi, it's called Grihasthi. Very difficult.
Arjuna was a Grihasthi?
Yeah.
He was, and he had more wives than you.
More problem.
But he was able to solve his problem by Krishna.
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Okay,
see you, man.